By Netflix, the video streaming service, to grant up to a year of paid leave for new parents generated big interest among workers today. The new and unusual company policy will apply to mothers and fathers of newborns or newly adopted children. Hari Srinivasan in our New York studios has more on this story.
Netflix employees will be able to determine their schedules for up to a year after having a baby. A few other tech giants have also set a new standard in recent years. Google provides more than 4 months of paid leave for biological mothers. Apple offers a similar amount. But for most new parents, it's a very different story. Just 12% of private sector employees in this country have access to paid family leave through their job. Some context now on the Netflix policy and whether others will follow suit at all. Sarah Jane Glynn studies these issues and advocates for greater leave as the director for women's economic policy at the Center for American Progress. So how big of a deal is this Netflix announcement?
Well, it's a huge deal in that this is the most generous policy that I'm aware of any American company offering for new parents that work for them. But, you know, you're right to note that only 12% of workers currently have these types of voluntary policies through their employers. So while this is a tremendous boon for people who are lucky enough to work for Netflix, the majority of the workforce isn't going to be impacted by it.
I mean, Netflix is already in a specific category. I mean, it's an enormous company. It's in the tech sector where it's actually pretty competitive to try and recruit people. But what's the ripple effect likely to be on an auto manufacturer or an iron plant somewhere else in the country?
Well, I think there's a couple of really interesting things to keep in mind here. You know, one is, as you noted, tech companies are known for offering these very generous leave policies. And part of the reason why they do that is because they've recognized this is a really effective way to recruit talent and to retain that talent. You know, one of the reasons that Google expanded their parental leave policy was because they noticed that they were losing so many talented women from their workforce. And once they expanded their maternity leave, their retention rate increased by 50%. So it makes really good economic sense for these large companies who can afford to offer these kinds of policies to do so. My fear is that these very big companies that have a lot of money can afford to offer very, very generous policies to their workers, but smaller businesses and businesses that don't have that same kind of bottom line oftentimes struggle to offer voluntary policies like this. So that's part of why we've been arguing that we need to have a national standard and we need to have a large-scale national paid family leave program like you see in every other advanced economy in the world, so that we're not expecting individual businesses to have to foot the bill entirely on their own.
And so how would something like that get funded? I mean, I can hear small businesses around the country watching this saying, well, okay, well, where's that money going to come from? If there's a national plan, if it's not coming out of my pocket, it's coming out of whose?
Well, one thing that's great now is that we can look to three states that have already implemented these types of policies. California has had a family leave program in place for over a decade now, and they were followed by New Jersey and now most recently Rhode Island. And in those states, employers aren't expected to pay into it. It's a very small payroll tax. You're talking about, you know, in New Jersey, less than $50 a year for the average worker to fund this type of program. And then the wages are there for you when you need them. So, you know, like every social insurance program, it requires very small premiums to be paid, but the payoff is huge for folks who need to utilize them. And I'd also like to note that the policies I mentioned aren't just for new parents. Those also cover other types of family caregiving, which I think is really the next space that we're going to see movement in our country. Because certainly new parents need time off to care for babies, but as our population ages, people also need time off to care for their other family members as well.
And there seems to be a couple of different distinctions when we talk about family leave. Sometimes it's just for biological mothers. Other times it's for mothers only. This seems a bit more broad. Is that reflecting a different trend?
Yes, and I think it's really important to note that what Netflix is offering to their workers is very different in that it offers the same amount of leave to biological birth mothers, to adoptive parents, and to fathers. And that's something that's very different. And I think it's really important and is definitely responding to a need. One thing that we've seen, particularly among millennial men who are becoming fathers for the first time, they're reporting that being involved with their children's lives is incredibly important to them. They're very invested in trying to figure out ways to balance work with family and to be there for their children in ways that perhaps their parents weren't able to be there for them. So I think that this is the new face of this movement is going to be men who are arguing dads need this leave too. It's not just about mothers, but it's about all types of families.
Considering that other countries have been doing this for some time, considering that there are a few companies that have some data, what are the outcomes? Is it actually possible to prove that this retains employees, that they're happier and that they work longer or more productive?
So all of the data that we have on paid leave shows that it makes people more likely to return to work. It makes them more likely to return to that same job and that same salary that they held before they had a baby. It makes people more productive and more devoted to their companies because, frankly, they don't have to worry so much about how they're going to make ends meet. So it really is a win-win for employers and for families. There's very, very few arguments that actually fly to argue against this.
All right, Sarah Jane Glenn from the Center for American Progress. Thanks so much.
Thank you.